produced by Caleb Padgett on Finding My Way Radio Channel. Listen live on the internet or by calling toll-free 1-347-850-8560 in the U.S. or for international callers, dial 1-888-201-5313. Toll-free USA, 1-347-850-8560. Toll-free international callers, 1-888-201-5313.
Is brought to you by Josie's Inspiration Radio Network USA World, produced by Kayla Padgett on Finding My Way Radio Network USA World. USA toll-free callers 1-310-742-1858. Again, that's 1-310-742-1858.
Hold up the light.
Oh.
Hold up the light.
Hold up the light. Oh, ye heaven-bound soldiers.
Hold up the light.
Everybody.
Hold up the light. Let your light shine around the world.
Beloved, welcome to all of you, and welcome to this day. God woke us up this morning, and God touched me. I don't know about you, but God touched me, and he woke me up, and I am in the land of the living. And as my mother would say, for that, I am so, so grateful. And guess what? You have just landed in love. Wow. You have just landed in love, and you landed in love because you were made in love, by love, for love. And you did all, God did all this so that you could be love. Love above you, love below you, and love all around you.
Wow.
Love below you, love above you, and love all around you. So, being the love that you are, and being that you were made in all this love, you have to radiate love from your Christed heart. You know, we have to live from what Christ is in our hearts, Pastor.
Amen.
Yeah, where we are. This is where we are, and this is where we have to be.
Wow.
And love radiating from your heart means that you light up the world. And when you light up the world, you bring forth peace, love, joy, all those good things from your Christed heart. So what else is there left to do but to shine?
Wow.
You shine. You shine bright, and you shine.
That's it.
You go out into the darkness, and you bring the light. So let us take a breath together, because God is the giver of the breath, and the breath is what connects us all. All the people all the way around the world, no matter where you are listening to us or where you're watching us from,
wow,
the breath connects us.
That's
when
true.
God created us, God breathed into man with breath, and man and woman became a living soul.
That's true.
And what we want to say to you that is, after we take this breath together, that life is to be lived. Life is to be thankful for your life every day, day by day. And life is meant to be lived in full expression. But your expression got to be guided by God. Isn't that right, Pastor? You got to be guided by God.
Absolutely. You know, everything must be guided by the Spirit of God if we want to be effective in the kingdom of God.
If you want to be effective. And today, what we want to say to you, and I have something that I wrote, and I'm going to do my best to relate this to my audience and to my radio audience, all of y'all all around the world, and all of you who are viewing us on Facebook. I want to say happy soulful new decade.
Wow.
Welcome to this new decade.
Say that again. Happy what?
Happy new soulful decade. You got to live from your soul, Pastor.
That's true.
And happy soulful new year. And happy soulful new you, because we know that you are going to live from your soul today.
Amen.
And soul means spiritual oneness used for living. The oneness got to be with God.
Wow.
Oneness got to be with God. And I want to say to you that you and I are, Martin Luther King used to use it, he had a beloved community.
That's true.
And he called everybody beloved.
That's true.
And what I'm saying to you all today, that the beloved in me recognize the beloved in you.
Oh, wow, wow, wow.
Yes.
That's great.
And for you and I, we are the beloved of the divine one.
Mm.
Because our first nature, when God created us and we came into the world as babies, our first nature, we didn't have all of this other stuff that was inside of us.
That's true.
Nature was love. We were in our mother's womb, in our mother's belly for 9 months. When we came out into a world of sin. You know, we were born in it, but our soul was not. We were pure.
Amen.
And so when we say that, we say that what we have to do is live from our Christ at heart. I just believe in that Christ at heart. Is what I believe in.
Amen.
And as beings of love, we shine. We shine bright. It's just like, have you ever walked in a room, Pastor, and it be dark in the room?
That's true.
And you be stumbling. You get up at night to try to go to the bathroom.
Wow.
You stumble all over everything.
Can't see.
You can't see a thing. You cannot see a thing. So what you have to do? You have to go turn on the light.
That's true. That's
you
true.
Have to go to the wall. And I know I have fumble all along the walls. I got it memorized now.
Amen.
And then the light comes on. Well, that's what we have to be in the world when we walk in.
Well, you know, Jesus said something to Peter. He said, I brought you out of darkness into the marvelous light.
Into the marvelous light.
That ain't
half stepping.
That's right.
So
Amen.
In this marvelous light, we declare and we decree
Amen.
That we are on this earthly adventures to shine. So we bring the light. We turn on the light. We let go of any mental habitual thoughts of doubt, fear, and worry that would stand in the way of us being who God intended us to be.
Wow.
Today, we give ourselves permission to be filled with positive thoughts.
That's true.
And we know when we are filled with positive thoughts, because the Bible tells us, be ye transformed by the renewing of your mind. We talked about this yesterday, Pat.
We sure did.
We talked about your mind has to be transformed in order for you to use God's wisdom and God's guidance to be who you are.
That's true.
It's so many people struggle. They struggle with who they are. And what I would like for you all to know is I used to struggle with like that. I used to struggle. But today I embrace all of my past. Because I'm not what I used to be.
Amen.
Because
Amen.
I live from my Christ at heart.
Wow.
And so we enthusiastically embrace ourselves, all races, all colors, all creeds, who are listening to us today, who are watching us today.
True.
We embrace you with God's love.
Amen.
Because we know that there is nothing that surpasses. Love can heal all things. Love knows all things. Love is all things.
Praise God.
Everything is God.
That's true.
And when we shine and bring that bright light, we are one together with everything that there is. And Pastor, I'm so happy that, you know, when we closed out last year, I promised people that, you know, you were my last guest.
Amen.
the last show that I did in December.
That's true.
And we closed out. We had such a high time right here.
Right here.
In the space, right?
Yeah, that's right.
And I said, well, Pastor, you got to come back on my first show so I can start my new year off, because I know God has given you something to say. And praise one of the things God. You said to me yesterday, and I've been, I think about these things when we talk.
Praise God.
You told me, in order for you to get yourself ready, you every year you do this fast. I want to tell you to tell people why you do a fast.
Well, the beginning, the Bible says something very important, Elijah. The Bible says seek the kingdom of God first.
First, okay.
And all his righteousness. And everything else should be added to it. So the beginning of the year is the first that we step into. In January, we step into a brand new year. And this year, we step into a brand new decade.
A brand new decade.
So I deemed it always a purpose to be driven by giving God my best first, by, taking time to fast and eradicate the old year that we left behind in 2019.
Well, tell them what you told me you eat. I want you to tell them what, tell our audience and our Facebook people what you told me you eat, Pastor.
Well, I simply eat vegetables during this period.
Okay.
21 days. I think it's a great way to cleanse yourself and your mind.
From the meat.
That's right.
Because meat takes a long time to digest,
right,
especially
and,
beef.
Right, right. And sometimes it keeps you a little bit overwhelmed because it's trying to digest and everything working hard on you, your heart, your mind, and everything. So in order to eradicate some things, you got to stop some things.
Okay, and you know what? That's why it's a good way, because we got a new decade.
Amen.
And it's so much fun. It's just so much energy. I can feel it, Pastor.
Amen.
You know
praise
what I'm saying?
God. You feel it.
Yeah, I feel it.
Well, you know, that's what Sam Cooke said back in 64. You feel it.
I feel the newness of it. Because I told you yesterday, I processed my whole decade.
Amen.
To see how, because I'm not what I was in 2010.
Praise God. Praise
okay?
God.
And praise. I know a whole lot of you out there, and whoever you are, you know, y'all listening to us on the radio, it's the same way for them.
That's right.
If you look at every year you've gotten better, that is if one thing. If you're living from a Christ at heart.
That's true.
Okay. Because sometimes that can go another way. That can go another way.
That's true.
And also, Pastor, what I want you to tell, because you had a word. What words and pearls of wisdom? Wisdom. We talked about wisdom.
That's right.
That you would like to say to our listening audience on Facebook and on radio. What give us some pearls of wisdom that can guide us through the challenges and tools in this new year.
Amen.
And well, some people make New Year's resolution, and I know you told me, what did you tell me you didn't believe in New Year's?
Well, I not necessarily I don't believe it, but sometimes we keep making the same old resolutions and we don't do anything with them.
Okay.
And then we sometimes are repetitious in our thinking. But last year when I closed out, I talked about dedicated, motivation, activated. But this year, I am talking about being relevant, being real, and be right.
Being the R's. Okay, tell them again, Pastor.
The 3 R's. Be relevant, be real, and be right. I think this is interesting because I see it all the time as a pastor on Sunday morning. People come, they bring their bodies, but spiritually, sometimes they're not here.
They're not present.
They're not present.
And they're not in the moment.
Right, so that makes you not relevant.
That makes you not relevant.
Right, so in other words, I'm present, I'm here in 2020 to receive the benefits and the things that God has already, promised me. And that's what we have to keep in mind, that we've been promised something by God. You know, the Beatitude promised us so many blessings. And you know what? Seems like believers in the body of Christ have really forgotten what God has promised us. He says, blessed are the pure in heart. Blessed are those that mourn, they shall be comforted. So many blessings is already made unto us because it's relevant, but it requires something very important. It requires imagine. It requires us to be real.
Be real. You said relevant and real.
Right. See?
And what was the other R?
The other one would be right.
Be right.
I just want to be right. See, and other,
yeah, you know, do you know how people get all up in an attitude?
Well, you see, we talk about that a lot. That's why I talk about a lot of the positive charges, because it's about attitude.
It's about attitude.
A lot of times, if you feed yourself positive charges and think, you know, real good about things, you birth some good things into reality. Negative things has a way of hindering our blessings.
There's another R in their reality.
That's right.
That's another R, Pastor.
That's another R. Okay.
Yes.
So you got relevant, real, right, and reality.
Amen.
So all of these things, see, and then really, really what really happens, it really is like faith. Faith is the substance of things, hope for the evidence of things not seen. So everything you see is basically unfolding into a level that your eyes can see. See, what's impossible, what's invisible, you'll never see.
Right, and then going back to what you just said, see, that's a key statement.
Go ahead.
What your eyes can see.
Right.
But we see with our own physical eyes that God gave us,
right.
We don't see from spiritual eyes.
Right, and you know, you can only see that when God opens that up to you. That's operated through faith. The spiritual eyes has the ability to birth life.
Life.
See, you see.
But you know, the other thing, and I say this, there was a time in my life where, you know, I had a whole lot of stuff in my eyes.
Wow.
I mean, you know, you talk about 20/20 eyesight.
Okay.
You know, you have to wear glasses to correct astigmatism, farsighted and nearsighted.
Absolutely.
But in what I had was behaviors.
Okay.
That I couldn't see, that I was not in the right lane, Pastor.
When you say behavior, explain that.
Well, when I say behaviors, I mean things like, I'll give you an example. I used to put on these hats, Pastor.
Okay, go ahead. Hats.
Yeah, hats. My mother is a hat. She's a minister's wife.
Okay.
And my mother had over 250 hats,
right?
And she used to keep them in garbage cans, okay?
Because
she had so many. But anyway, to go back to the story.
Okay.
I used to make myself be the last to come in, all right?
Okay.
And I put on the biggest hat that I had so I could be seen,
okay.
All right?
Right.
And I could be noticed, Pastor.
Okay.
That is not seeing with the right part. That to me was not seeing. That's because that's walking out. That's a mask that I want everybody to know me.
So, in other words, you simply want to glorify yourself a little bit.
Yeah, right. Not God.
Okay.
That was not of God, Pastor.
Right. No, no, no.
That was not of God.
No,
and I did that.
In lieu of all of that, we find ourselves exalting ourselves when that's not what we're called to do. We're called to exalt the kingdom of God.
Right, but I was not, Pastor.
Okay.
I can own it now, and I can see it, that was not. Because when you walk, I've known some people I've seen, I know you've seen it too, they come into a room.
Absolutely.
I saw it the other night, and they said, well, I have arrived. I don't need to know that you arrived. If you got the Spirit of God and you just walk, no, serious, you know, you walk into the room, and you be the light, right? You be the light.
Absolutely.
Oh, I don't need to know. And somebody asks you how you doing. Well, how does it look like I'm doing? And I'm displaying all of this external thing.
Right.
And someone asks you, well, did you know such and such a thing? And you tell them, watch how you say that, because what you're doing is making you assumed. And you're making a da-da-da of me. And you're making a da-da-da of you. I thought that was ungodly.
Wow.
Okay?
Wow. Yes.
Because that's a way to be seen in the world, not...
Well,
you know
it goes back to attitude.
Uh-huh.
A lot of times we allow ourselves to be esteemed by our own character.
Yeah, esteem. That's a good word, Pastor.
Amen.
That's
and,
a great word.
And we have to be submissive and humble in the Spirit of God. In fact, we talked about that a little bit in Bible study last night. Humble ourselves before the Lord. I don't think James, the half-brother of Jesus, could understand that until Jesus was gone. So then he recognized who Jesus was. In order to become everything that we design or desire to be, it's only by the grace of God.
By the grace of God.
Amen.
Let God order your steps.
Let the Lord order your
steps. Well, I learned, Pastor. But I learned, and I changed my way of reacting with the world, in the world.
So let me ask you a question: What is your direction as far as your ministry now and your show that you think it has a great impact on your?
Well, what I feel that has the great with my radio show, and I'll be going on my TV show real soon.
Wow!
And I will be having a live audience on January the 25th.
Wow.
At Unity of Richmond, which is 800 Blanton Avenue. And I'm asking people to come to be in the audience because I'll be taping my first internet TV show, which will be aired in February. That's where I'm headed.
Missy Miser Jubilee.
I know that's right. And see, I'm taking you with me.
Oh, Lord.
So I ask you all to come and join me. And your listeners out there, you will be able to view that. And I don't want to get too much into the discussion of that because I want to stay focused. I have to stay focused on my radio show, what I'm doing there, but I just wanted to make that announcement.
Amen. Well, you got to plug that commercial.
I do. And what I want you to do now, Pastor, is give me a song because I need a song. I need to hear some music. Let me hear some music, Pastor. We're going to listen to music now.
Let me see if I can find you something
find us something, Pastor. That play something good for us. Play something inspirational for us. I know you got plenty of music.
I do.
In my radio show, y'all listen on there because he has this magnificent voice and able to bring you, as well as what he says, he's bringing to you in music as well.
Who's broken feels like giving up.
Oh, there it is. But there it is. We're going to listen to that.
Listen. When your dreams are shattered,
all right,
a wounded spirit runs deep. Yeah, life seems unfair, thoughts of despair. After the storm. God needs me to be. Listen, God made us as spiritual beings. Spiritually, we must always be in the presence of the Lord. The road is long. My faith is still strong. It's time to believe.
All right, time to believe, Pastor. I want you all to know that this show that I'm sitting here with Pastor, my show is called Love, Light, and Positivity. And I'm on Josie's Inspirational Network. And this show that we are doing on my radio show will air on next week, which will be January the 15th, on Wednesday, January the 15th at 10 a.m.
That's great.
And one of the things that I want to go back to as we come to, because I have to wrap up the radio portion of this.
Okay.
What I wanted to talk to you about is there's a poem by Maya Angelou called Continue.
Amen.
And what That's one of my favorite poems. And what she said, she was a very spiritual person as well. You know how her poetry is just everlasting.
Absolutely.
And one of the things she says is called Continue. It's this poem called Continue. And I would suggest it to my radio audience and to your audience to go look up the poem Continue by Maya Angelou. Right. And look it up, because what it says, and I'm just summing it up, I'm not reading it to you. When you kneel down at night before you go to bed, you say thank you. Continue to do that.
Wow.
Continue to have a broad vision and not let anything stand in your way of what you need to be. Continue. And then she says, continue. My wish for you is that you continue and that you continue to be who you are. And with being who you are, and I'm paraphrasing,
amen,
to astonish the world,
wow,
with acts of kindness, mercy, and compassion, and to continue to love, because God created you in love. Wow. Continue to let gratitude to be the pillow.
Wow.
You hear what I'm saying?
That's good.
The gratitude be the pillow which you kneel on. Mm. To say your nightly prayers and let your faith be the bridge.
Wow.
And you will be able to overcome evil and you will welcome good into your life. Mm. Continue to ignore the vision which comes and does not enlarge your range. Continue to increase your spirit. Continue to dare to love deeply and to risk everything for the highest good. Isn't that beautiful?
That is so beautiful. And that's by
Maya Angelou.
Maya Angelou. She was a great writer.
Yeah, she was a great writer. And that poem, Continue, is just kind of kicked my ear off. So to continue those things, she reminds us to continue to pray. She reminds us to continue to grow and enlarge our territory.
Wow, that's
true. With a good vision.
Wow.
Right?
That's what
you and I have been talking about, right?
Yes.
With the 4 hours now, right?
That's with the 4 reality.
Uh-huh, yeah. Tell them again about for the...
You got to be relevant, be real, be right, birth it into reality.
Yes. You want to be continued. All of your growth that you've done in the last decade.
That's right.
You got a new decade.
Right.
You want to have 2020 vision and continue to grow. And to also, what I forgot to say at the top of the show, Pastor, what is this, Faith and Love?
Faith and Love Fellowship Church.
Faith and Love Fellowship Church right here in Richmond, Virginia.
Right here.
And we ask you all to just be mindful of how you relate with clear vision.
Amen.
With clear vision.
That's
and
true.
Be guided by Spirit, remembering those 4 hours.
That's right.
So, Pastor, you got one more. You got something else you want to leave with our radio audience?
Well, I must say that I think 2020 is I see a new decade, a new season. And I think that we should certainly come with every tool that's necessary to unlock your destiny.
Unlock your destiny.
Unlock your destiny. It's so important, peoples of God, because 2020 is a year of clarity, vision, and walking, you know, in the promises of the Lord. So if I may encourage you that we are living in a time that supernaturally God is going to give us and grant us what the enemy has robbed from us.
Yes.
So this is going to be a great season, Imagine.
Well, we're glad that you joined us today, and thank you for your words of wisdom, and thank you for your encouragement.
Amen.
And thank you for the 4 hours. You know, when you was going to school, you used to be reading,
that's
writing,
right,
and arithmetic, right?
That's right.
That's right. The old school. So we want to thank our radio audience for listening to us today. We want to thank you all on Facebook for watching.
Amen.
This is my first live Facebook broadcast, y'all.
Oh, wow.
And I did, and I promised y'all, you know, I told you, I said, well, I had to see how I could do this.
Amen.
And I could. And so you are the first one to be on a Facebook Live with me.
Praise God.
And so we want to say happy new decade, happy new year, and happy new beloved you. Thank you for joining us today. And with that, we will see you the next time, beloved.
Praise
and
God.
Remember to be the light and not the lampshade.
Praise God. That's good.
Produced by Caleb Padgett on Finding My Way Radio Channel. Listen live on the internet or by calling toll-free 1-347-850-8560 in the U.S. or for international callers, dial 1-888-201-5313. Toll free USA, 1-347-850-8560. Toll free international callers, 1-888-201-5313.